You're listening to KNKX, and this next story you're about to hear is from our weekend show, Sound Effect. Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer can tell you more.
Sometimes when stories get passed on, you don't always get the whole story, at least not in the beginning. For lovers of big band music who frequented clubs in the Northwest in the late 1940s and early 50s, pianist and saxophonist Billy Tipton was a fixture on the scene. But Billy was born Dorothy. This was a secret, though, even to those closest to him. Billy felt compelled to live out his professional and personal life as a man, and we don't really know all the reasons why. Sound Effect contributor Monica Spain talks to Amy Denio, a Seattle musician who has kept Billy's memory alive by naming a band after him, the Tipton's Sax Quartet. It blends jazz with other styles of music, and they continue to share Billy's complicated story.
Decided to start playing saxophone in the 30s, I guess, and auditioned for a big band, and they said, well, you play pretty well, but no, you're just not appropriate for the group. Because at that point, women were mainly piano players or vocalists. It was very rare to find a trombone player or a jazz composer or anything like that. It was really frowned upon. And she came back a month later, having shorn her hair, took her brother's name, said, yeah, my name is Billy, played, and they said, oh, Billy, you play great, even better than your sister, you know. And so he got the job and just lived the rest of his life as a man, was married 5 times, adopted 3 children, and just made that decision that maybe that's the way to go, to be able to fulfill all of his dreams. Who knows what they were? I never met Billy personally because he died in 1989.
And Billy Tipton was interesting because even he died in Spokane.
Yeah.
And while the paramedics were working on him in his final hours, that's when they discovered that he was anatomically a woman. And this was a surprise even to his son, who was there.
Yes.
And you said he had 5 wives.
Yeah. And I think that unfortunately, he died of a bleeding ulcer. It must have been a very painful end to his life. And he just refused medical attention because he knew the secret would come out.
When you put the band together in the late 80s, you chose Billy Tipton as somebody to remember by naming your band after him. And why did you make that choice?
So we decided this is an incredible story of someone who's passed as a man his whole life and had probably taken a lot of risks, emotional and otherwise, to follow their dream. And we thought, oh my goodness, we would like to name our group in honor of this person to help the story be known and to celebrate this incredibly courageous life.
Do you remember the first time you heard Billy Tipton's music?
Yes, I do. I'm not sure whose house it was. I guess it was Marjorie DeMonk's house, one of the original founding members of the Tiptons. And she had procured an LP. And I listened to it. I thought, wow, he's a really very solid player and playing Sweet Georgia Brown. Thanks to Billy Tipton and so many other women in the beginning of the 20th century, we can easily play saxophone and not get the comments like, my grandmother could play sax better than you.
In the earlier days, though, when you went to play in maybe some more out-of-the-way places, did you run into any sort of raised eyebrows or...
Well, years ago, we were organizing yet another European tour, and I got a fax from this guy named Pompeo Beningaza from Sicily. And so we played concerts all throughout Sicily. And during the day, I noticed really there weren't many women around in the streets at all. And so we began to think of it as a women's lib tour because at the concerts, women would come and they were just joyously grinning from ear to ear. And the men would have their arms crossed and their legs crossed for this, not quite scowl, but a look of disbelief. Like, whoa, these ladies can really play.
And in 2014, you were inducted to the Seattle Jazz Hall of Fame. And I guess that's not only an honor, but somehow maybe a responsibility to pass on what you know as a jazz musician to future generations.
That's really true. I mean, I feel so proud to be part of a generation which can do that. I do a lot of teaching. I work in schools, and it's so great to see younger girls getting the courage to do what they want to do. And so I find there's a prevalence now of a lot of young female saxophone players, whereas when I was a kid, I was, you know, handed the flute and that was that. So for me, it's all, people always ask me, oh gosh, it must be so hard being a female musician. Don't you come across, aren't you bitter? And I say, no, I actually, gender is, for me, has never entered the question. I just do what I like to do, you know, kind of like following the spirit of Billy Tipton. And I don't really worry about what other people think about me. So I just go ahead and that's the example I like to set for future generations.
Amy DiNio, thank you for being here and talking to us today.
Oh, Monica Spain, it's been a pleasure. It's great to see you again.
Thank you.
All right.